Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
May 30th, 2023, and as we predicted, they are preparing the false flag attack to bring down the power grid. This is not a drill. They're engaging in the final phase of pre-programming the public and claiming that Trump-supporting right-wingers are imminently, the FBI says this, going to take down the power grid. Here's Klaus Schwab in the last few years preparing you for this.
We all know, but still pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack. To use the COVID-19 crisis as a timely opportunity to reflect on the lessons the cybersecurity community can draw and improve our preparedness for a potential cyber pandemic.
All right, I would like to direct all the viewers and listeners to an article that went up yesterday evening. False flag alert. Media and Homeland Security warn right-wing extremists are going to attack the U.S. power grid. And we'll put that article on screen. False flag alert. Media and Homeland Security warn right-wing extremists or Russia set to attack the power grid. Now, I've talked about this about 1,000 times the last 2.5 years since Biden stole his way into the White House. And I could read the policy reports of the Davos Group, the U.N., the Carnegie Endowment, the Rockefeller Foundation, and see the pre-programming in the public that cyber attacks are imminent and we don't know who's going to launch them. And I said, you watch. They're going to say it's going to be the right wing working with the Russians, which is just totally preposterous. But that's what they're doing is paying the last 7 years of lies that populists and nationalists and people that don't want to be slaves are Russians and so enemies of the state. And then they put out the new report 2 years ago that all white people are inherently bad, and that if you don't like open borders, if you don't like election fraud, if you don't like lockdowns, literally, you are a terrorist. And now they are officially announcing that the CIA and Homeland Security, working with the ADL, are going to arrest and target Americans and censor Americans at a higher level. I mean, this is the final authoritarian takeover. And then they say, oh, and by the way, the right-wing racists, they're working with the Russians to blow up the power grid. Even though it's the left cutting off the pipelines and that's been caught attacking the power grid and that is legislatively trying to shut it all down. No. It's the right wingers want to get rid of your gasoline car. The right wingers that shut down the Keystone Pipeline. The right wingers that shut down Alaska oil drilling or drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. It was Vladimir Putin with Alex Jones and Donald Trump that are cutting off the energy. That's right. And again, the Easter Bunny is real. But the reason this is so horrible is, as I've been saying the last 2.5 years, when they say the right wing with the Russians are about to blow up the power grid, they're getting ready to do it. And now, Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, local news stations, all the same propaganda. Those right wingers you heard are all terrorists? Well, ladies and gentlemen, they're about to turn the power off. That's right. And they've got some wound-up crazies, you know, they'll have shoot at some of the facilities and they'll say it's some right-wing militia guy, and then that's the pretext. That's the final pretext before they take down the grid and devalue the currency and bring in total martial law and then release another virus, and then it'll be 100 times worse than it was before. So here we are. But hey, the fun part is all the left-wing that wanted this, they're even more unprepared for the hell they're about to enter. So, judgment's here, and prepare for them to take on the power grid and blind us, and start World War III to the next level. So, everybody, prepare to die. Love you.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
You are receiving this transmission. You are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Well, I really hate to quote Emperor Palpatine here, but it's really the proper quote. Everything I have foreseen is unfolding. Everything I have foreseen is unfolding. And it's unfolding exactly like I said it would, because I know the enemy, I'm immersed in the enemy's mind, and God's given me discernment. But I got to be completely honest with you. It's not hard to make a prediction about these people when you realize they think the public is completely mindless and completely stupid, so they roll it out in phases and pre-program everybody. But listeners, I'm sure you've heard me talk about this till your ears bleed, but regardless, this morning I asked the crew to get our archivist to go back in the last 2.5 years where I predict specifically the globalists are going to target the power grid and blame the American people /Russians. I specifically said they're going to claim that the right wing, who are now Nazis, according to them, so not just they're going to call us Nazis, who cares about that? You know, that's a fraud. It's a designation with the government to come after us and to imprison us. I mean, this is run by a leftist think tank spy grid, the ADL, outlawing their political opposition. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, this is a 10. I mean, this is Soviet purge stuff. This is Nazi purge stuff. I mean, this is the stuff of takeovers of societies, the stuff of Venezuela, the stuff of North Korea, the stuff of communist China. So, in the first press conference in January of 2021, Jen Psaki and Homeland Security, we played the clips here over and over again, got up on TV and said, all of our opposition are white supremacists. And any white supremacist will be outlawed. And we are going to have directives with Homeland Security for all the agencies, including the CIA, which again is illegal domestically, to go after them because the number one threat is white supremacists. And people said, well, this is ridiculous. It's like MSNBC calling everybody a white supremacist or saying Trump says he hates all Mexicans. Never said that. You laugh at it because it's, you know, it's like saying, oh, I'm a Russian agent. Ha, ha, ha. You know, it's not true. You laugh. They don't care. The agencies come after you. It's just the pretext they need to declare open season on America. So then in June of that same year, now 2 years ago, right at 2 years ago, they put out that Homeland Security directive, executive order by the president, saying the number one terror threat and the main directive of Homeland Security and U.S. agencies is not China, not Russia, not open borders, not human trafficking. It is right-wing white supremacists who are imminently going to attack and are the number one terror threat and the number one crime. Of course, statistics don't show that. It's one of the rarest crimes, but they just said, no, it's the number one crime. You see all over the news now. White supremacy is just everywhere. It's like raining out of the sky. And then they define it as questioning lockdowns, questioning forced injections, questioning open borders, questioning censorship, questioning election fraud. And then they added on to that since then, questioning the Afghan withdrawal, white supremacism, officially. So, if you complain and say global warming isn't real, they now say that's white supremacism. And it's all over the news. Oh, white supremacist conspiracy theorists targeting meteorologists by emailing them and arguing with them that CO2 isn't bad. This is all over the news. It's just like, oh, you don't believe in global warming? Well, you're a white supremacist. You're a white supremacist. And then now they put this report last week or 2 weeks ago with the State Department saying, yes, we're going to have all the agencies targeting the white supremacists. All white supremacism will be banned and we'll prosecute them. What's the State Department have to do with that? And thank you, ADL, for designing this. And then they say, and we are going to, again, go after anyone that's a white supremacist, and everything is white supremacist. So the last big piece of this, as I've explained about 1,000 times, no joke, okay? But when I saw this today, this article came out today, it was like a punch in the stomach. And we'll put the Kelly McBreen article on screen at InfoWars.com. Went in the middle of the night, I'm having to move back to the front page of InfoWars.com. False flag alert. Mainstream corporate media is putting out a Homeland Security report that it's imminent that right-wingers working with Russia slash white supremacists are going to blow up the power grid and plunge us into total darkness. And then they tell you how easy it is to take down the grid. False flag alert, media and Homeland Security warn right-wing extremists or Russia to attack power grid. So there you have it. Now, I'll go into this in great detail this hour, but do I need to go get you the, no exaggeration, 500 times at least? So, I mean, I say it about 3-4 times a week. This has been over 2 years. Specifically, that they're going to blame right-wingers working with Russia. Exactly those words. And we'll find it, probably today. We'll play it. We'll post it to the site. Now, you understand, this is not a drill. This is not a joke, okay? The New World Order wants to destroy this country. And they need to blend their political opposition while they do it. And so the main move would be a massive, limited shutdown of, say, one of the five grids in the U.S. I don't think they'll hit the whole thing at first. They'll probably bring down the East Coast so they don't get more hysterical and beg for tyranny more. Or maybe the West Coast. They'll hit it. But they may even hit somewhere like Texas and the Texas grid that goes over six states. It'll teach us a lesson. And then say, we've got to shut down the Internet to stop the cyber attack that's loading it into the computers with the Stuxnet type system and or whatever BS they make up. Because they're already pre-programming this. We will have to shut down the Internet to stop the computer virus. And this will be far worse than COVID and will destroy civilization, but better than the never working again. So they've already done their martial law test with a virus. Now they're going to do it with a computer virus. And then they're going to blend their political enemies while they're at it and then piss off the public and then have some weird 27-year-old computer hacker nerd who's on meth that they've had in a dungeon for 2 years brainwashing him. He'll have no memory. He'll come out and say, yes, I launched the cyber attack. I did it because of Trump and Alex Jones. I mean, it's already prepared. It's already ready. Guaranteed. The guy's in the laboratory right now, you know, with headphones on, a face mask on, being programmed, don't even know who he is. They're ready to roll it up. They can launch tomorrow, they can launch next week, they can launch in 6 months. But they've got patsies loaded, they've got everything prepared, the whole thing's scripted. Because when you see Klaus Schwab and the globalists running around everywhere saying, it's imminent, the power grid's going to go down, but don't worry, we're going to take over and shut the web off. And when we turn the web back on, there'll be Internet IDs, a global social credit score to protect you and stop the hackers. And now they put you into the Internet control, they shut their opposition down, they demonize their opposition, and they get you trained that the power is going to be going off more and more as they shut off the power plant, shut off the coal mines, shut off the grid. And they say, oh, it's the right wing has been attacking. That's why none of it's working. Oh, your electric car won't charge. There's no power because the right wing, they're attacking. Goldstein, you know, is in the computers. Oh, yes, well, you know, attacking. That's why this is all happening. While they shut off the pipelines, while they shut off the grids, while they implode the borders, while they ship in more people. This is all a post-industrial world for all of us, but all their government groups and all of their corporate reservations, they all will still get power when it's off your area. It's already set up where they're essential. So they'll get power, but you won't get power. But then again, there'll be this metaphor or this background noise that, oh, it was all because the right wing attacked the grid. But who's attacking the power grids worldwide? The left. Who 2 years ago when Texas had didn't have enough power and told the coal plants, you can't get an emergency authorization to turn the power up when the power was going down? The feds. So they're the ones shutting it down, but that's not even the issue. The pre-programming by Klaus Schwab and the globalists, the cyber attacks are imminent, your whole way of life is going to change when this happens, but don't worry, we'll take the internet over and have an internet ID to control you once we have to shut the web off to protect the grid for a few months or a few years, and then once you accept the new system, you'll be allowed back online, and you'll back to your Netflix and back to the rest of it. And then the final piece was the right wingers and the Russians are the ones that are going to cut the power off. So now they've got the final piece as they roll out that Americans are terrorists and the ADL is God.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
America, the people of our once great nation, have a decision to make. This decision will really decide the fate not just of our republic, but the world itself. Our country has had an intelligence agency, private corporate coup, take control of it entirely in the last 30 years. It was in partial control before. They know the American people are waking up, so they're trying to outlaw their opposition and demonize us as terrorists and divide and conquer the country with race war systems. And now they're saying with zero evidence that the right wing is imminently going to launch cyber attacks with the Russians to bring down the U.S. power grid. But they've already pre-programmed it all that they want to take down the power grid to then blame it on outside enemies as a pretext to then bring in a shutdown of the web and then a web 3.0 that's totally controlled with internet IDs and a social credit score. It's all been beta tested. It's all prepared. It's already rolling out in Europe. It's already rolling out in Australia, New Zealand. It's already in China. It's already in South Korea. It's already in Singapore. It's the end of freedom as we know it. You call your opposition terrorists. You call them white supremacists that are killing everybody. And you stage some false flags and blame it on the right wing. Those are coming. Whenever you see Hispanics or anybody else kill other people, they're always the white supremacists. When a guy from East Asia runs in with a truck, looks like an accident, into a barrier, they lay out a Nazi flag and say a white supremacist attacked. So they're saying basically all crime is white supremacist now, total lies, while suppressing the real crime statistics. But this issue of the power grid is so big because it's really one of the last pieces. When you see the globalists saying that a cyber attack is the next big thing, we've already taken over the medical system, Klaus Schwab says, using the virus. It's been a great opportunity for power and control. He said it. Bill Gates has said it. George Soros has said it. We've got a clip of that. We'll play next segment. That it's allowed an authoritarian power grab through BlackRock and the big corporations with these systems to take full control of society. But now they want control, not just with the ESGs. They want full control of the power grid itself, and they need to attack it themselves, not just infrastructure-wise by shutting off pipelines, shutting off smaller companies, shutting off competition, and vertically integrating the system. But now they need to fully jerk our chain and turn it on and off again to make us bow down to whatever their demands are. And it was Enron in the 80s and 90s who came up with this plan. This is in congressional testimony, for the carbon taxes, for the ESGs, for all of it. And they famously would turn the power off in different areas of the country, particularly the West Coast, and then say, oh, sorry, we've got to charge you triple. There's no power. And it was all made up. So it's, again, training you that there's artificial scarcity, training you that you don't always get energy. I mean, look at South Africa. They used to have energy 24 hours a day. Now they have like 4 hours a day. That's all done by design. But the elites in their areas that are essential, they've always got power. So we're being brought into the post-industrial world. And what's going to piss the public off really bad? They stage some false flags and blame people. People, most people see through it, especially when it's just so ridiculously done. Just came out, FBI report, San Bernardino, what the local news said, the witnesses said, three white men in tactical gear shooting the people, false flag. And it looks like the Muslims were like involved, but there was other groups. And we just reported what the local news said at the time, and what witnesses all said. And now it's the FBI report came out last week, that, okay, there was other people involved with police weapons. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on here. So I've got a bunch of clips. They're up on Infowars.com. I'm not going to play them all here, but CNN, CBS News, everywhere. It's the right-wingers, those damn Nazis, those evil people. They're just causing every problem. You slip on a banana peel, it's white people. Now they're going to blow up the power grid. They're not going to burn down a bunch of cities, mostly peaceful protests. They're not going to go around to the knockout game, and they're not going to go around and have 45 armed robberies in one day in Chicago. No. But this isn't reality-based. This is just, okay, the power grid's getting ready to go down, and we'll have a new system after it goes down and take full control of your life. And we all have smart meters in your house watching you and controlling what you do. And darn it, those evil Trump supporters, man, they knocked the power out in the Midwest for 2 weeks or 2 months. Who knows where they're going to hit. But they've told you it's following exactly as I said. Everything is proceeding as I have foreseen it because it's all pre-programmed. Again, how do I know when Chevrolet is coming out with a new electric car? Well, they run the stupid ads everywhere. You can't miss it. So it's the same programming. It's like advertising, preparing you. Oh, my gosh, the grid, it's going to happen. And then when the grid goes down, they go, did Klaus Schwab know? It's like Bill Gates. Oh, we'll be imminently hit with a new virus within a year. That happens. And he's running drills, the exact same thing happening. I mean, it's all there. And if they get caught releasing the viruses or whatever, they just go, oh, no, this is just a drill, not a battle plan. It was just a drill, even though it matches it word for word. And they do it over and over and over again. And so they're going to hit us with everything. And a lot of people have decided just to go along with this because it's so scary. Compliance with this will destroy everybody, our way of life, our independence, our security. This is insane. This is a circular firing squad. And people have to come to grips with the fact that I don't just magically predict what's going to happen. I know the enemy. If you just looked at this, you would know what's going on. Let's go ahead and play a minute and a half clip of Klaus Schwab 2 years ago saying the cyber attack is imminent and will make COVID look like a minor inconvenience compared to how horrible it will be when everything shuts down. But then in his own literature, he wants to shut things down and says, wasn't COVID good to let the birdies and bees to be left alone by all of you? You will eat a bug, soon you'll have nothing. Soon you'll own nothing. Soon you will like it. Isn't it good for you? So, here it is.
It's a young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, half of this government, are actually young noble leaders of the world.
Right.
So if we penetrate the cabinets, the change is not just happening. The change can be shaped by us.
We have to prepare for a more angry world. How to prepare? To take the necessary action to create a fairer world. I see the need for a great reset. So people assume we are just going back to the good old world which we had and everything will be normal again. This is, let's say, fiction. It will not happen.
There is only one way this pandemic is going to go. It's going to get worse and worse and worse.
Pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack.
COVID-19 also helped legitimize instruments of control.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form for a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism. Get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I know that there were a bunch of drone attacks in Moscow last night, and there were, you know, mobs of racist youth beating up Marines that get in fetal positions, and just all the rest of this, and massive human trafficking and debt default news, and oh, there's a big article, top of Drudge, the global elite met at Bilderberg Group to save you from depopulation, the AI's going to kill everybody, but world government and the Bilderberg Group is going to save you from the depopulation that they're obsessed with, that is their goal. Oh, and global warming is going to make more viruses come out of the jungle and kill you. Not labs. No. The right wing with the Russians is going to turn the power grid off, but the jungles are going to make a new virus come. And not one they cook up in a lab, and it's going to kill you. See how it all works? And Bilderberg, to help get the system set up with AI takeover, that's been on their agenda decades ago, was to replace humans. Now they met a couple of weeks ago, and there's big articles about human extinction. But don't worry, the global leader meeting to save you and protect you. Oh, thank God they are. And the UN's going to help stop the human trafficking they publicly run. But out of all this news, I'm going to get Owen Schroyer's take on it. This is really the biggest, because the total pre-programming, we talked about this yesterday, the analogy of a jigsaw puzzle that's got 500 pieces. When you're first building it, it's hard, it takes time. As you find more of the pieces and put more together, it becomes clearer what it is, what the image is, what you're doing, and it just accelerates exponentially. So we're down to the last 10 pieces. I said that yesterday. Well, this was the 10th piece going in. So now there's 9 pieces. Okay? And I'm not saying that literally, but it's an allegory. They pre-programmed cyber attacks, will bring in their global government, their cashless society, and the end of the free internet as we know it, the internet ID, and that they don't know who's going to launch it, but it's imminent, so get ready to have the lights turned on. This will be their new stress test of the new world order to force us onto the new system. The last one was the whole COVID hysteria, the poison shots, and testing medical tyranny and euthanasia, and the rest of it. I have said for several years, I believe the next one will be a cyber attack coupled with another viral release, this time a more powerful virus, and then even more powerful death shot. And people will want their internet back on, they'll want the electricity back on, and then they'll have to tune in to local government transmissions and things, and they'll do whatever they're told. And because they don't want to admit they're under attack, they want to get deeper into the tyranny until they're in a FEMA camp. And so, and they've built lots of those, and then they've now set all over the world. It's the same program worldwide. Remember the UN World Treaty all been signed on to? If you don't agree the new lockdown's coming, you're a troublemaker, we're going to lock you in the COVID camp indefinitely. Oh, so it's a camp for our behavior. Got it. Canada, that's come out, they're getting ready. The UK, they're building more, because, well, I mean, we can't have people complaining. The lockdown's to stop the virus, and if you are against that, you go to the camp, too. But if you behave and take your shots and sign a waiver, you're going to get a shot, and they're going to let you out of the camp. Now, the waiver does say it can kill you. And remember, illegal aliens are exempt from the shots, and it even came out in New York City. The illegal aliens are exempt. They can go to school. They can go to work. No shots for them because they don't want to not have them come here. They won't come here if they take the shot. They've been told, you don't have to take it. You're special. And then they give special lots out to certain groups that they want to get rid of. So this is all not with a firing squad, but with a loving liberal needle. All planned, all prepared. And because the public can't admit you're in a horror story, you can't admit something bad's happening to you. You go into Stockholm Syndrome, mass Stockholm Syndrome, and it's game over. So I'm going to go ahead and start playing these clips, and I'll get Owen's take on this. This is a big deal. Now, no one said in the last 2.5 years the right wing with the Russians are going to hit the power grid. They started floating 6 months ago the Russians might hit the power grid, and I said, watch. Before they even said that, they're going to blame the right wing working with the Russians. Because, I mean, that's the obvious next step. I mean, they say the number one crime is white supremacism. The lowest crime in the U.S. Literally, it's almost non-existent. Some of it happens very rare. They don't care. They just lie. And it's the same thing. So now the right-wingers are going to blow up the power grid. That's right. So let's go ahead and play. Oh, there's so many of these. Let's go ahead and play. Oh, gosh, there's so many. Go ahead and play the shorter CBS one. Go ahead and play. Pull up my video list here. There's so many here. Yeah, let's go ahead and play clip two. Here it is.
Homeland Security is warning of a potential troubling escalation in tactics from right-wing extremists. Catherine Herridge has more on this, and she joins us from Washington. Catherine, we understand the power grid could be a target.
Good morning. According to the intelligence report obtained by CBS News, these groups have developed credible and specific plans to attack the power grid since at least 2020 as a way to disrupt the country and the ability of government to operate. The report warns extremists adhering to a range of ideologies will likely continue to plot and encourage physical attacks against power networks, which include more than 6,400 plants and nearly a half million miles of high-voltage lines. While the bulletin emphasized small-scale attacks are unlikely to cause widespread power loss, it may cause disruption to critical infrastructure like hospitals and police departments. Homeland Security noted several indicators, including online chatter. While the report does not suggest an imminent threat, the Homeland Security Secretary has warned lone wolf actors and small bands of extremists are among the greatest domestic threat because they are hard to detect, disrupt, and can mobilize quickly.
All right, Catherine, got it.
So I told you in their documents years ago and then publicly in the last few years, we played the clips already, cyber attack is imminent. It will bring in our total control. But then they blame us for what they do. Remember, they're not saying the terrorists, the right-wingers, or with the Russians are going to blow things up. They're cutting off the power lines. They're cutting off the infrastructure. They're cutting off the Keystone. They're cutting off the oil drilling. They are, this year for the first time, investment in, quote, green energy surpassed oil. They're not even buying new equipment for oil drilling. They're not giving out permits. It's collapsing. It's collapsing. They're killing the grid, and they're giving you a bridge to nowhere with electric cars, which they admit they can't even manufacture enough to replace a third of the cars. Plus, there won't be power, but it won't matter because, again, the right-wingers are going to take it out. Owen, I 100% nailed this, but it wasn't hard. But to see them, and I got a bunch of these newscasts, to see them preposterously, when they're the ones that openly say destroy society, Extinction Rebellion says blow up the power grid, they've caught a bunch of leftists attacking power grids, but you know they're infiltrating some of the militias and groups. And the feds are guaranteed trying to create militias. We know they've done this in Michigan and places, not demonizing militias. The feds and the militias, whenever I say this, go, Jones is a fed. There are no feds and the militias. That's the fed in your militia telling you there's no feds and militias. Guaranteed they're pre-programming, trying to find some useful idiots to even talk about blowing up a power grid so the feds can blow up the power grid. This is going to roll out. I believe it's imminent, Owen. This is maximum red alert. What do we do? Skip the network break.
Well, I've got a lot of responses. But we already have the knowledge, just like what happened in Michigan with the fake plot to kidnap the governor, run by 17 federal agents. Of the 21 men involved, 17 were federal agents. One of them, the lead agent, ended up being a woman abuser, a female abuser, abusing his wife, his spouse, because she didn't want to go to an orgy that apparently he was into. But before we even get to the responses, Alex, this is the same intelligence, and you know, Catherine Herridge, she knows better, and you know, it's sad that she goes on air and spouts that propaganda for money when she knows better. She knows damn well that she's up there running government propaganda, because she's called out the intelligence agencies before, Alex. We're supposed to rely on the same intelligence that said the Hunter Biden laptop was fake, it was real. The same intelligence that said Trump-Russia collusion was real, it was fake. The same intelligence that said weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, they weren't there. This is the same intelligence now that's been lying to us for decades and caught. Everybody knows it. It's now the same intelligence telling you that right-wingers are your biggest enemies. But let's talk about responses, because I'm sitting here thinking, okay, we know they're going to try to blame.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the
government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tried to kill the whole conservative group at the baseball game. I watched CNN, Wolf Blitzer, saying people are saying this guy's a hero, and they were nodding, yes, he's a hero, on CNN, saying the guy that went and shot those people was a hero. So they're violent, they're attacking us, they got their group all spoiled up, they're trying to cause a race war, and then sitting there because we don't want to collapse the country, and we just want prosperity and security, saying we're going to blow up the power grid, and we're Nazis, and we work for the Russians. I mean, this is ridiculous. And it's out of control, and they're going to steal the next election, just like the Deputy National Security Advisor just admitted from the Trump administration 2 weeks ago on Fox that the very same CIA, FBI that is election meddling, that is manipulating, that is blocking stories, that is surveilling, is getting ready to do it again. Do it again. Just like the border's wide open and hundreds of thousands of kidnapped kids have been brought in, a lot of them put into sex slavery, and the average Border Patrol agent hates it and is blowing the whistle. Federal judges hate it. Most FBI agents don't like it. But whether you're a citizen and a talk show host or whether you're an FBI agent that investigates bank robberies, everybody is below the power structure that just does whatever the hell it wants. And so now the power structure knows we're all waking up to who they are. So what is their answer? Declare us terrorists? I mean, come on, people. And so a lot of folks see this now. They go, yeah, we better shut up and just go along with this. Folks, don't be stupid. Don't be a fool, ladies and gentlemen. Your own instincts, your own common sense, understand, only gets worse. Every time the globalists tighten down and we don't push back, it gets tighter and it gets tighter. We push back, it gets looser. We have got to push back, and that means the info war. And we've got to be aggressive about this because I got to tell you, Owen, it's not about tooting our horns. Because it's not hard once you have the perspective and know how the enemy thinks. But, I mean, my Lord, the pre-programming of cyber attack, how it's going to make COVID look tame, how it's going to bring in all their controls, and how wonderful it's all going to be. And then the final thing, and the archivist is going to find it. Listeners all know I've said this probably 500 times in the last 2.5 years, that once they say the right wing with Russia is going to attack the power grid, that means they've taken it out of the warehouse, the whole program, and they're rolling out the program. So that means the trends are turning. They're rolling this son of a you-know-what out on our ass. And folks, again, just like COVID targeted the old people and all the rest of it and put kids in masks and all the bacterial pneumonia and all the cognitive problems and all this, there's the same program worldwide. They are rolling this out. They want to turn your power off. They want to destroy consumption. They want to destroy all the small businesses. You will be non-essential. You won't have power, but all the government districts and the big corporate districts are wired where they get the power. This is them jerking our chain, playing games with us, needing an excuse and a pretext. They already locked folks up, your family, and killed them on ventilators for money. And it came out it was a plan worldwide. They've already tested this. They're already euthanizing. Remember when they said the hospitals are so full, we're not going to resuscitate somebody if they have a heart attack, because we don't want to take them to the hospital because COVID's so bad, and the doctors are so, and the nurses are so outgunned, and there's such a, you know, 2 weeks to flatten the curve. And then they were partying and having sex while they had special floors and special areas where they were murdering people, in many cases with fake doctors and fake nurses, and no one else was allowed in the hospital. Whether you were in Australia, Germany, or the U.S., Canada, it doesn't matter. It's a worldwide evil plan to see what they can get people to do. And now they've got AI smart devices that watch their minions and see who'll perform. And so they're just sifting through the military, sifting through the police, sifting through the agencies, through the medical systems, through the legal firms, and finding who is soulless, who will do whatever they want. They're panning for satanic gold. And now they're building their armies of Mordor, ladies and gentlemen. They're literally building them and rolling them out and then openly saying word for word what I have told you, that when they come out, okay, we told you cyber stuff's imminent. We're getting all the power from it and give you internet ID. And the internet will be off for a while, but we'll shut it off to protect the grid because that's how they're going to attach the web. It's the right wingers with the Russians. Damn that Putin. But when we come back, there'll be a new internet ID and it'll work again, maybe a few weeks, maybe a few months. If you get in line or a trusted internet user, like your trusted flyer, you'll be able to get back on in a few weeks. But just please, ladies and gentlemen, let's go through the crisis. Just don't question us. We're arresting the right-wingers that knocked the grid out, and we're sending them to facilities for everybody's safety. You'll get your power back on. Just help us identify anybody who's against this. And now they're running Homeland Security Act. Look for the right-wingers. Who doesn't agree? Who doesn't want to take a shot? Who's questioning the official story? That's a terror. They're the ones. That neighbor, the reason your power's off is because your neighbor is going around telling everybody it was the government. Just call us and tell us who they are. And then, and again, it's not just that they don't even know who's resisting. They want the neighbors to get involved in tattling so that then the neighbors will tattle on them later. And it's all of us against each other. And they got us and they win. I mean, this is the classic signature. It's out of the open. And we have nailed it once again exactly, precisely what they're going to do. People, are you insane? Are you insane? We are literally in the car, in the apartment with Jeffrey Dahmer. He's drugged us now. And before we fully pass out, we could just jump out his window. We're going to go down 2 stories, probably break our arm, but neighbors will see, the cops will come. I mean, I'm starting to pass out. I'm at Jeffrey Dahmer's house. I see him coming to put me in handcuffs. I'm through the window. And I don't mean literally, folks, but it's like Jason Bourne, the first Bourne movie, when he jumps out the window to get away from him. I mean, that's where we're at. Could you through the window? I mean, this is it. Owen Schroyer.
Well, and we have to have this balance, Alex, and people will tune in and they love the Alex Jones energy and the personality, but it's this balance between, hey, we're here every day to get the news and have the political discourse that you won't have anywhere else, but also we are the front lines of the resistance, meaning we're going to be the ones hit with the flak. We're going to be the ones hit with the first, armor-piercing bullets and explosions on this information battlefield. And so it's like this, Alex. They tried to blame you and Donald Trump and others for January 6th, myself included. And so what did we have to do? Well, they saw every single text you ever sent. They saw every single text and email and all of our data, literally every single one of our communications. And guess what? There was nothing there. Because we're lucky if we can even plan a breakfast meeting with our heads straight, okay? So they go through everything. We had nothing to do with any violence. We were always peaceful. You called for peace that day. We just wanted to speak at an event down in D.C. And so, yeah, they wanted to frame us. They wanted to frame Alex Jones. There was nothing there. There was no plan. They went through all of our communications, folks. They had to admit it in major syndicated stories how, yep, they went through Alex Jones' messages and there was nothing there. And, yep, we followed Alex Jones' activity on January 6th and he actually called for peace and tried to stop people from going into the Capitol. That drove them nuts. That was like, thank you, God. Like, thank you, God, we didn't fall into that trap and lose ourselves. So it's like, now that we have that experience, let's get ahead of it before they try to frame us for whatever next false flag that they're going to run. So aside from that and just getting too berserk here.
That's what I always point to listeners. That's what I always point to listeners. They're framing all of you. Anyone that doesn't want open borders, election fraud, or new lockdowns and forced injections, this is official, he is a terrorist. You don't give into that and say, oh no, I'm for lockdowns, I want forced shots, and I want open borders. Oh, please don't say I'm a terrorist. The people saying that are the terrorists. They're the bad guys. That's what I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen. And meanwhile, Ray Epps, in his text messages, yes, I orchestrated the break-in at the Capitol. And the committee's like, that's okay, you said that. Yeah, I rammed signs in the police. That's okay. Yeah, for 2 days I ran around and said, going to the Capitol. Well, that's okay. We should sue anybody that says you should be looked at. You're good, but let's indict Owen Schroyer.
So I just, like you said, it's all of us.
You're still facing trial.
Yeah, I will be in court in D.C. in less than a month from today. That's correct.
Calling that a lawyer. So, I mean, it is just totally insane. And this is what I'm trying to explain to listeners. This is real. You see it. All I can say is we're going to start the next hour. I'm going to open the phones up. I was going to ride shotgun. I got a bunch of other clips, a bunch of other big news stories. But we're taking calls specifically on the cyber attack and the pre-programming and how obvious it is and your view on this and what we do to stop this, because they want to take the power grid out to break our will and bring in total control to the east side of plane to do it. And it's on, ladies and gentlemen. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And I'm so resigned in all of this. Look, all I want is your word of mouth and to tell people to tune into the show and to share the clips. And you're doing it, and it's having a bigger effect than ever. And we really are the tip of the spear, so I'm very blessed and honored. And please keep us on air while still getting great products. I mean, you really need to get our full-spectrum CBD oil, still good for your joints and bones and your neurological systems. You really need to get our Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil. You really need Turbo Force Sour Clean Energy. Everybody needs X3, the tri-iodine. It'll take everything in your body to the next level. Most people have iodine deficiencies. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get X3. It doesn't just fund the operation. These are game-changing products. These are amazing products. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Also back in stock, the essential oil infused charcoal, activated charcoal toothpaste is over the top. Excellent. Also, finally back in stock, limited shipment. We have the ultimate tooth whitening toothpaste, the coral calcium toothpaste infused essential oils back in stock. The toothpaste back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please take action now. Hour number two, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.